Disney Marvel series that are coming to Disney Plus. Wrap on principle means that we have a post to finish with, so 6-8 months is when we're going to be seeing that. I am sure the announcement for when it's going to air has been, but I just now thought that I probably should have wrote that down, so my apologies. Welcome, once again, nerds, to your nerd news. Once weekly, place to get all of the news for the nerdy inclined and such. So we have follow-ups all over the place this episode. Very little regular-ass news, a whole lot of follow-ups, and some trailers thrown in there just for flavor. Following up on Batman Caped Crusader, as well as Weird the Al Yankovic movie, as well as Dan Lin's inclusion into the DCEU as their Feige-like figure seems to be spurning the rumor mill pretty well, fueling the rumor mill, I guess I should say. So all of that, and then honestly a bunch more. So without any further ado, let's jump into some housekeeping. First in housekeeping, we are getting really close. Thank you very much for all of the subscribers and everything on both the main channel and the Clips channel on the YouTube. Now, if we could get some of that motion over to some of the socials, that would be wonderful as well. But we are hitting benchmarks, and so that is awesome. Thank you very much, nerds. As well as anything coming up, I don't think there is a whole lot coming up as far as scheduling issues. I do have some concerts and things that will be disrupting our live shows very soon. So I think, honestly, this weekend might be one of those weekends. I can't remember. So stay tuned to the socials to be certain. One way or the next, I will post it and publish it. And also, if you're not following on the socials, then you're missing out on some pretty awesome AI art that I have been doing. So, long rambling intro out of the way, let's talk news. TV streaming is about 70% follow-ups this week, so strap in, and honestly, movies is going to be even more. So let's do the damn thing, shall we? So starting on follow-ups, we have House of Dragon has been renewed for a second season. Surprise, surprise. What with, you know, episode one being the biggest streaming release they've ever seen, this shouldn't be a shock. It is based exclusively on that information in and of itself. So the dip that they had from episode one to episode two did not affect their decision-making here. And why would it? It wasn't a major dip. It was a little bit of a dip, but it wasn't significant by any necessarily stretch of the imagination. So there is that. We have reasonably nerdy stuff that we're going to be getting into in a short this week as well. But as it stands right now, that's kind of where we're sitting with that. So next up, we are talking about the Netflix ad-supported tier, what many people were hoping was going to be a free option for Netflix, because that would make sense. If you're putting commercials in it, that should be paying the bills just fine, not my wallet. But that is not the case. It sounds like they're looking at a price model that is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 to $9 a month for the ad-supported tier for Netflix. Now, that is going to be ads, approximately 4 minutes of ads every hour, unless you happen to be watching a Netflix original movie or series, in which case they will not show you commercials as long as you are staying in that series. So if you are just going from episode to episode to episode, you will likely not be seeing any commercials, any ads. But if you're going from, let's say you want to watch an episode of Stranger Things, then you go watch an episode of Archive 81, you'll probably see an ad between those two, even though they're both Netflix series. You're changing from one series to the next. So I would imagine the vocabulary that they used with this announcement is not confusing. Either way, that is where it sits. When they officially land on a price point, we'll follow up once again. As we are moving on, we're now talking about one that has me very confused. Batman, the Caped Crusader, the animated series, Bruce Timm, Matt Reeves, all of these amazing people who have been associated with this project, is in fact shopping the project around. It's a Batman animated series that is being shopped to other streamers outside of HBO Max because HBO Max is going through their turmoil. They didn't have the room or the budget or anything to make this happen. So apparently other streamers are interested in hosting. How does this work? What are these rights that you can just take a Batman property and put it on any other streaming platform? That seems broken. I feel like this is potentially going to be a play to get HBO Max to see that there is an audience for this cartoon. So they then go, okay, I guess we can do your little Batman show. I don't see this actually landing on any of the other streamers, though again, it has been said that that Netflix and Hulu and the like have all been interested, have all voiced interest to the creative team in charge of this series that they would like to host this streaming series. I don't know. Okay, moving on. Next, we're talking about a couple of shows that have wrapped on their principal photography. First up is Echo. This is the next in the Disney Marvel series that are coming to Disney+. Wrap on principal means that we have a post to finish with, so 6-8 months is when we're going to be seeing that. I am sure the announcement for when it's going to air has been, but I just now thought that I probably should have wrote that down, so my apologies, but they have wrapped on principle, so we're very shortly going to be seeing Echo. Next is Twisted Metal, over on Showtime, starring Anthony Mackie. They have also wrapped on principle photography for season one. So this one, I don't believe they have released the release schedule for it just yet. So when that happens, it should happen soon now that we've finished principal photography. There is probably going to be a much longer post-production process for this show because I would imagine it's very CG and things heavy. So interested when that gets announced, but it should be soon. Next is a follow-up on that Dark Matter series. Joel Edgerton, the man who is trying to beat Samuel L. Jackson and Steve Buscemi for most projects in a career. Joel Edgerton has been cast as the lead for the Dark Matter series, Blake Church's novel being adopted by Apple TV+. Breathe. Cast is growing. We're going to keep tabs. Moving right along, though. Next is Bad Batch. Apparently, and this one probably should have gone in rumors, but I don't know. Just the way in which it leaked was so unique. Bad Batch Season 2 has been kind of revealed as coming out September 28th. So the end of next month or this month, depending on if you're watching it today or tomorrow. The way this happened is somebody got into one of those chatbot conversations with Disney Plus Help. So they went to the help settings and whatever in their Disney Plus app and got into talking to a chatbot. And they asked the chatbot when the series is going to release. And the chatbot said, oh, it's going to be September 28th of 2022. Can I help you with anything else? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the gist of it. So potentially it's a bug, potentially it got programmed early, I don't know, but we'll keep tabs some more. And then speaking of Harley Quinn, like we were in the comic books section, Harley Quinn is now officially coming back for a fourth season as they are almost done with, well no, we're about halfway done with season three, so I'm digging it. I think season three is a whole lot of fun, and I'm excited that season four is happening. So, yeah, let's do that, shall we? That is what we have for follow-ups. Let's get into trailers. We have one new trailer. Yellowstone season 5 gave us a teaser, and all will be revealed according to this teaser. That's a big statement to make in this series. If you haven't watched Yellowstone, you've got four seasons of crazy cowboys to catch up on before season five launches. November 13th is when we will be getting the first episode of Yellowstone season five. That is what we have for trailers. Let's get into regular US news. Blockbuster new series on Netflix, which is super ironic because the reason Blockbuster doesn't exist is because Netflix does. So the fact that Netflix is doing a series, a fictional series, based on the final Blockbuster, which I think still exists somewhere in Ohio or something, that's pretty ironic. It is going to come out November 3rd. It will be 10 30-minute episodes, so it's going to be a sitcom. It's starring Randall Park and Melissa Fumero. I don't remember why I know the Melissa Fumero name, but I do know the Melissa Fumero name. I kind of really dig Randall Park. I think he's brilliant. So this is going to be interesting. I don't know if I'm going to go so far as to say fun, but interesting nonetheless. That's what we've got on that one. Let's talk now about another new Netflix series starring Jeff Goldblum called Chaos. We have a synopsis for this one, and just what I was able to find out about this show, it's retelling Greek mythology through a modern lens, so super interesting. Also sounds like it's going to be a comedy. Goldblum, it has been cast as Zeus, and so the little blurb about the show is as follows. A darkly comedic and contemporary reimagining of Greek mythology, exploring themes of gender politics, power, and life in the underworld. So it sounds like, all right, so we're gonna get into this in a reasonably nerdy segment in a short on one of the short outlets sometime later this week, but it sounds like the Hollywood machine has started understanding we don't want to be preached at. If you want to include your personal politics, you want to do these certain things, that's okay so long as it is incorporated into a story in an appropriate way and you're not trying to beat us over the head with it. This sounds like it could be walking the line of beating us over the head with it and potentially being just a hilarious reason to watch Jeff Goldblum be awesome. I'm going to reserve my assumptions until we get a little bit closer to the release of this. But there is a bigger cast here as well. We have Janet McTeer as Hera, Cliff Curtis as Poseidon, David Thewlis as Hades, Killian Scott as Orpheus, Debbie Mazur as Medusa, Daniel Lawrence Taylor will be Theseus, Missy Butler, Leela Farzad, Naban Rizwan, Reiki. I am not saying these names right, and I am apologizing for it. Reiki Ayola, Aurora Perrineau, and Stanley Townsend, with a special cameo from Billy Piper, who is big for a number of reasons, not the least of which Penny Dreadful and Doctor Who. So, yeah, sounds like a pretty big and ensemble-ish cast that at the center of it is Jeff Goldblum, who is, in and of himself, the reason to watch this. So that sounds pretty awesome. That is what we have for regular-ass news. Let's get into TV streaming suggestions. Our suggestion for this is, like I have said a number of times throughout this episode, Harley Quinn Season 3 is happening right now. You should be watching it. That is the suggestion for TV streaming because it's scratching the itch that the Venture Brothers left. I mean, you can go back and watch Venture Brothers. That is also on HBO Max. It did not get cut. But if you have watched Venture Brothers half a dozen to a dozen times, like myself, then you can probably recite those episodes by heart. This is new stuff that is in a similar vein that can actually use some of the superheroes that they were parodying in the Venture Brothers. It's a little bit of a different kind of scratch, but it's still the same itch. Does that make sense? Yeah, so much fun. Go check out Harley Quinn. That's your suggestion. And movie section is probably 80% follow-ups, so bear with me, guys. Let's do this. All right, starting with The Crow, we now have Danny Houston has been cast in this movie. The director, Rupert Sanders, has also said very recently that they are deep into pre-production. I did not write down the rest of the cast. I apologize, but there is a bit of a cast attached to this already, so that's pretty epic. Let's move on. Fantastic Four, Matt Shakman has been signed to direct. We talked about this previously as a rumor, so this is confirmation. Shakman will be coming on. Shakman, who was previously set to do Star Trek IV, has left the Star Trek IV project and is now officially doing Fantastic Four. That's kind of big. That's kind of really big. And there's a lot more to it than that. We'll follow up later as things break. Let's get into our next piece is Pinocchio. We have a release date for Netflix. December 9th is when it will be released on streaming. This is going to get a theatrical release as well. That date has not been made public just yet, though hopefully it has happened soon, because I feel like this is going to be a fun one to see on the biggest screen possible. So yeah, Pinocchio, December 9th. Next, we're talking about Red Sonja. We have been keeping tabs on this. It's been slow going, but we now have a new lead for the movie, Matilda Lutz. Principal photography has begun in Bulgaria. So they are actively making content for this movie. They are set to head over to Greece soon on that production as well. Next, we're talking again about Star Trek 4. Star Trek 4 is back on track after all of the issues they've had, not the least of which losing Shakman. They have Josh Friedman and Cameron Squires writing the script. They have yet to replace Shakman, but that this is at least some forward momentum. It is going to happen. We are going to get a fourth Star Trek movie in the Kelvin timeline. Then we're talking about the Munsters. Munsters, we now have a release date for their Netflix movie. The release date is September 27th, so about a month before I would imagine where Zombie wanted to release it, Halloween. This makes a little bit of sense. I'm still very apprehensive about this movie, so we're moving on. Our last piece of follow-up news has to do with Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy. According to Johnson and Kathleen Kennedy, this is still a thing that they are actively in discussions with. It seems, according to Johnson, that they are now mostly trying to work out when scheduling could make sense for them to begin production on the first of said trilogy. I really like Rian Johnson. I think he is a good movie maker. However, don't really like The Last Jedi, so we are at an impasse. I don't know what to think about this. I don't know where I stand. I know the Star Wars community is not super kind to Johnson, and I understand why, but I've seen his other outings, and they're good, so hopefully he can fix that? I don't know. That's what we have, though. Let's move into trailers, and we have some great trailers. First and foremost, we have Weird, the Al Yankovic story trailer starring Daniel Radcliffe. Oh my God, I love this. This looks like they're billing it like it's a serious biopic, and like it looks like that's how Radcliffe is going to be playing it. He's going to be the straight man in this world of absurdity. And I think that is so incredibly awesome. You should definitely go watch the trailer for this. Next, we're talking about Terrifier 2. We have a couple of horror movie trailers in this movie's movie trailer section. Terrifier 2 falls into the same pitfalls of every other lower budget trailer we've seen, and that it kind of gives us a little too much of the movie, and we see a little bit too much of the kills. Less so for this than the other one we're going to talk about here in a minute, but if you liked the first one, I'm sure this is going to be a step up on quality because there's a little bit more of a budget because they've proved they could do the thing now, but also more of the same. So if you liked that first one, judging by this trailer, you're going to like the second one. Next is Hellraiser. Oh, this is not the one. This isn't the one I was talking about. Hellraiser, the new movie, October 7th is going to be the release date. It's going to Hulu. This is just a teaser. This is really like 12 seconds of kind of sort of teasing the new female Pinhead and or gender fluid Pinhead. I think she's trans. I don't remember. I apologize if I've offended, whatever. Yeah, so I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of this. And so far, it looks like the imagery, the little bit that we've got, is on track. So we'll see how that goes as we get a proper trailer when we get closer to that October 7th release date. And then the one that I was talking about was Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. We finally have a trailer for this, what is sure to be an atrocious horror movie that is just going to be entirely too much fun to watch. Yeah, this is, there's still no proper release date yet for the movie, but this trailer definitely gives away too much. There is way, it's like the Halloween Ends trailer. Like, I saw every kill in this trailer. I don't know. That's trailer making more than movie making that needs an adjustment there. But yeah, that's what we've got. Our suggestion, we're going to start, since this is getting into September, we're going to do the entire month of September and the entire month of October. All of our movie suggestions are going to be horror movie suggestions. Even though I wanted to suggest UHF, Weird Al's actual movie that he made, we're going with the theme here. So the theme is horror. The first movie suggestion for horror is Event Horizon. This movie was probably the scariest thing of my childhood. I remember being so frightened by this movie. Even though it takes place on a spaceship, I still had nightmares. And continue to love this movie, much like you should as well through into the future. Go watch Event Horizon if you really want to get some creepy sci-fi vibes. That is your suggestion. Which then brings us to the rumor mill. All right, so we have a confirmation. Actually, a refutation, not a confirmation. We are refuting a rumor because it has been shot down. Again, the genesis of this rumor and the refutation all have existed in the span of the week since the last episode we've done. So we can't talk about the rumor because it's been shut down. But there was a rumor, a nasty rumor at that, that Amazon was going to be purchasing EA, as in EA Sports. It's in the game. Those guys. No, Amazon has come out and said, we are not actually going to be doing this. This is not a thing. Stop telling us about it. We're done hearing it. So yeah, not happening. Moving on. We have a new source for a rumor we've been talking about actively, actually, and that is the Superman rumor, being that Henry Cavill will be returning to the role for a future undetermined number of movies. We have a new, pretty solid, actually, couple of sources here, and they're all saying the same thing we've been talking about. It seems like, with the change in management over at Warner Brothers and Discovery, it seems like we will be seeing Henry Cavill in at least one more Superman movie. I think this is pretty, because we are hearing it from so many places at this point, and because we know that The Rock is friends with Cavill and they have the same management, and so he's really been pushing for this to happen. He seems to have a pretty good in with the new management at Discovery Warner. So yeah, it's this, we're 70%, and that's, I think, kind of conservative. I think the likelihood is actually higher, but conservatively, we're putting this 70% likely that we will be seeing Cavill in the suit and tights again. Next, kind of along those same lines, we have a rumor about the Justice League. Actually, this one comes from a number of leakers as well. All of them saying that with Dan Lin in the big executive Kevin Feige-like position with DC, Dan Lin wants to make a new Justice League movie, and not just a new Justice League movie, but a new Justice League using the cast from the Snyderverse. So we'll be seeing Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa, Ben Affleck, so on and so forth, all returned for a new Justice League movie, and maybe even Ezra Miller. Very interesting situation there. We do have a number of places saying this. We don't, though, yet know that Dan Lin is the guy. very likely he's the guy, but it's not 100%. Nobody's signed on a dotted line. So there's evidence to say that it could not be just as much as it could be. So 50% likely, we're going to split that difference. Fantastic Four, we have actually two rumors. There's more than two, but two that had the most legs as far as rumors go. We have Evan Peters is very potentially going to be returning in this movie as a quote-unquote different character. Who that different character will be, we don't know. But that is the rumor, is that Evan Peters is going to be coming back in the Fantastic Four movie. I think based on the reputation of the leaker here associated with this, I think there's about a 60% chance that this is going to be a thing. I think that's a little generous. I think there's still enough evidence on the other side to make you much more trepidatious about believing this, but again, reputations being a thing, we're going to say about 60% likely we will be seeing Evan Peters as his actual character. I think that's probably the more appropriate way of saying it. Not different, but actual character in the MCU in the Fantastic Four movie. Our other Fantastic Four rumor that we are talking about, again, there were a number of casting rumors associated with this. The only one I felt like had any legs at all was Regé Jean Page and Seth Rogen both being cast as Mr. Fantastic and The Thing, respectively. There was a laundry list of actresses who might be playing Mrs. Fantastic or the Invisible Woman or Sue Storm, whatever name you want to give her. And then there was one about a kid that the source wasn't the greatest for who's going to be playing the Human Torch. Again, laundry list of actresses means that this is just somebody's wish list. And then I want to get a couple of confirmations from other leakers, other insiders and such before we talk about the Human Torch. So the one that had the most legs, again, Regé Jean Page and Seth Rogen as Mr. Fantastic and The Thing. I'm going to split the difference on this one. 50%, there's a lot up in the air. There's a lot of variables here that really, some of them need to settle before we can say which direction they might be going with any of this. Seth Rogen doesn't seem as likely as Jean Page. Regé Jean, or however I'm supposed to say, however he prefers his name to be pronounced, I do apologize. But yeah, as it stands right now, again, not enough on either side to say one way or the next. So 50%. Next, we're talking about Chris Evans. There are two rumors around Chris Evans as well in the MCU. So Chris Evans' MCU return will be one more movie. Potentially Secret Wars, though the rumor does not say for sure it's going to be Secret Wars. It just says that he's going to be coming back for one more movie. I think that the associated rumor here that we're going to get into in a moment is the thing that's kind of bolstering this rumor. So I'm giving this one 60%, and I'll tell you why as we're discussing the next one. So the next rumor is that Chris Evans and Kevin Feige have kind of come together as a means to, as the outlet that I got this rumor from put it, quote unquote, ruin Captain America. The way the actual leaker put it is that Feige and Evans want to distance Captain America from his nationalist roots, which to people who believe, as Chris Evans and Kevin Feige, is a good thing because globalism is the way of the world. No, but we're not going to get into a political discussion. However, that is definitely the way, especially Chris Evans, is. That's the mindset that he finds himself in. I don't know enough about Kevin Feige's personal politics to say for certain, though what with some of the announcements that they've made in the recent past about, you know, feminizing the Marvel Universe and certain decisions that Feige has made for the reasons he's told us, sounds like that is also the way the political mindset that Kevin Feige finds himself in. So when we hear a rumor that says they're going to distance Captain America from being an American nationalist, which, you know, 20 years ago was a good thing, then yeah, I would tend to believe that. However, this is a rumor based on a rumor, technically. So while it does bolster the rumor we were just talking about, it also relies on the rumor we were just talking about. So we can't go over 50% no matter how much I want to believe it. So 50% is the where we are going with this. Our next rumor is She-Hulk. We have it's a significant one, kind of, in that the rumor says that She-Hulk is going to be the vehicle through which we get introduced Deadpool into the MCU. Now, there is only one source saying that this is going to be a thing, so that generally isn't enough to go on. But we do know that She-Hulk is not doing so well. When you try to make a show that panders to people who don't watch the type of programming you put out, but are very vocal about social political decisions which you make in said programming, you're not going to get a big audience. It's just not going to happen. So that isn't exactly all of the downfall of She-Hulk. I think there are a number of other things. I think Tatiana Maslany is doing okay as the titular character. I think that there's just the plethora of other issues that are going on behind the scenes that are just kind of neutering this show. It could be something great, and they have to do these certain things that don't make sense because social politics and blah, 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 blah. So as a way to redeem it, and because it is a natural vehicle through which we can just introduce random characters, because She-Hulk is an attorney, so she can represent them in legal issues, right? So at the end of this series, the rumor says we're going to be seeing a cameo. It's not going to be like he's going to be the central focus of an episode or something like that. It says it's going to be almost a post-credit stinger worth of cameo. So the likelihood they bring in Deadpool to boost the numbers is pretty good, and the likelihood that they are want to do something like that also lends one to believe that that is a direction they would go. So, all of that being said, back to the original issue with the source, we're going to say 55% likelihood that this is a thing. It's just a little bit more likely than less likely, so yeah, that's where we're sitting with that.